This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. The U.S. has thrown untold millions, maybe billions, down the drain in Pakistan, according to this morning's New York Times. Senior military officials tell the Times the U.S. has spent more than $5 billion in what they call a fruitless effort to buck up the Pakistani military against al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The American officials say no one's watching the Anti-Terrorism Fund's bank account, called the Coalition Support Funds, and so the U.S. has paid out tens of millions of dollars based on inflated reimbursement claims from the Pakistani army. Meanwhile, the Pakistani army hotly disagrees and says the U.S. is ungrateful for what Pakistan has sacrificed to fight terrorism. At least 11 people are dead after a winter storm in the Midwest brought heavy snow and savage winds to the Great Plains. One pileup in Texas involved more than 50 vehicles on Interstate 40. Winds of up to 88 miles per hour were reported over Lake Michigan, and gusts of 68 miles per hour struck Chicago. Airlines canceled more than 300 flights at O'Hare International Airport Sunday, and about 90,000 homes lost power over the weekend. The old guy looks to be the new guy again in Thailand. Voters there appear to have reinstalled deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra and his reconstituted People's Power Party. Thailand's military generals forced Thaksin from office in September 2006. Final results in Sunday's parliamentary elections aren't expected for several days, but as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, rural voters seem to be saying they like Thaksin.
Political analyst Thitinampong Sudarak teaches at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. He says the country's political elite needs to acknowledge the growing political power and aspirations of Thailand's rural majority, most of whom support the ousted prime minister.
If we see an establishment grassroots gap bridged and the disparity narrowed, then we could find some way towards reconciliation. But until then, we will have protracted confrontation, polarization, and unstable government.
Deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, meanwhile, says he's considering returning to Thailand sometime early next year.
That was NPR's Michael Sullivan. Presidential candidates in the U.S. spent the weekend making their final moves before taking a break for the Christmas holiday. Democrat Hillary Clinton was working to recover from an untimely typo. Clinton campaign workers passed out cards this weekend asking supporters to caucus for her on January 14th. Whoops! The Iowa caucus is on January 3rd. We'll have Jim VandeHei of Politico.com, his site broke the story, later on this morning to talk about the ups and downs of running campaign ads during a major religious holiday. New York Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens has found a couple of fresh forms for denying that he ever used steroids. He's taking his case to the YouTube. Clemens is one of the highest profile names in former Senator George Mitchell's report on the use of steroids in professional baseball. Clemens posted a video Sunday denying, again, that he took the performance enhancers.
And let me be clear, the answer is no. I did not use steroids, human growth hormone, and I've never done so. I did not provide Brian McNamee with any drugs to inject into my body. Brian McNamee did not inject steroids or human growth hormones into my body either when I played in Toronto for the Blue Jays or the New York Yankees. This report is simply not true.
Next, Clemens says he'll go on 60 Minutes to proclaim his innocence. CBS says the interview airs January 6th. And a horde of drunken Santas rolled through a Cineplex in New Zealand this weekend. The manager of the Christchurch Theater says about 50 hooligans in Santa suits ripped down posters, made a mess of the lobby, and set off the fire alarm as they chanted things you can't easily quote on national public radio. That's the news for now. Remember, the news is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Not on the air anyway.
Allison and Rachel, it's yours. Back
I'm gonna
to you.
Check in with you later after the show to hear some of those chants. Yeah. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.